Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
I'm Dave Graveline as Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany, our 17th year broadcasting from the world's most important consumer tech and home appliance show, IFA. It's IFA in Berlin, Germany. And CE China, a global IFA event, brings the latest technology and first-class industry players to the most vibrant consumer market in the world. It all takes place right after IFA and will be in Guangzhou, China this year. And of course, I will be there reporting for you, so you want to stay tuned for that just a couple of weeks after our IFA coverage. This Into Tomorrow IFA special, by the way, brought to you in part by Tiffin. From stabilizers to filters, visit tiffin.com to shop the latest camera gear. And from Leandrino, join the Leandrino standard for brand-specific currencies at leandrino.com. Our next guest is with a company, he's the CEO, as a matter of fact, of the company that designs fun products ranging from mini spy robots to, get this, artificial pets. And you think, my goodness, why would I need an artificial pet? Aha! Stay tuned, because we're going to tell you about it and show you a couple. This is a fun video as well. So if you're listening on the radio right now, be sure to come and see the video of this interview and all of our guests from IFA in Berlin at intotomorrow.com. The CEO of the company called Yukai Engineering is Shunsuke Aoki. Hello. Welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. When one of our producers saw some wagging tails at your exhibit, they said, we've got to find out what this is and invite them on the program, because it's fun to see. You have to see these videos. First of all, tell me about artificial pets.
Well, the artificial pet we designed, it's like a fluffy pillow.
Yeah. Again, listening on the radio, imagine holding a pillow, but now imagine a tail meeting you at fluffing the squeezing the pillow, and there is some interaction, right? It seems right. Like it's purring, maybe, or a little bit of vibration perhaps. Yeah?
Yes, and also it has sensors.
Okay,
so the more you stroke
the faster the tail wags, it seems. Like check it out. There you go. Very, very good. And I'm allergic to cats. No, it's not really. But I thought folks would get, wow, this is, the more I'm stroking, the more it's going in my nose. But the... But it, not only is it fun, but I can understand why somebody would say, you know, this is worth some great photography as well, is what I'm trying to tell Israel. And I'm even trying to tell everybody on the team that this is some fun pictures.
Wow.
Because you have some very cool product that make it really fun. And I'm going to have to tweet some of these pictures too, because this is something that's almost too much fun that you've got to see to believe some of these things. Get a close-up here, Julio. Get a close-up and get it to me. So the harder you stroke, the more activity that you get from these artificial pets. Now imagine just a round pillow with a tail. If you're listening on the radio until you get a chance to see the video, that's what we're doing here, imagining this round pillow with a tail. Are these things available on the market yet?
Yes.
How
yes.
much do you know in U.S. dollars?
In U.S. dollars, $149.
$149.
Right.
Okay, $149 to have the tail in your face. Tell me about a robot that we have. I see it's plugged in, so we have some power, and yeah. it's lighting up. What does it do?
Well, this little guy is...
And he is a little guy. It's maybe 6-7 inches tall, for those, again, listening yeah. until you yeah. get to see it.
Helps me to keep in touch, for example, with my kids at home.
Okay.
So
I'm seeing on the front of the robot, of course, lit up eyes, a cute little yeah, yeah. like antenna, a little red button nose, and a play button and a stop button.
Play and record.
Oh, play and record. Okay.
Yes.
And when you do something with the robot, you're sending your kids maybe some messages back home or what?
Right, right.
Okay.
So while I'm at work, I can send text message to the robot. And the robot will speak out the message.
Oh, so it'll convert the text to speech.
Right, right.
Oh, how cool.
I designed this because I didn't want to give smartphone to my kids.
Good. That's being a good parent. And until they're old enough, and some people argue when is old enough, but certainly not 3 or 4 or 5, right?
Right.
But as they get older, they may end up with a smartphone. But in the meantime, as they're younger, do something unique. Now, can they respond to you as well?
Yes, by pushing record button.
Okay. Then they can say, "Hi, Dad, we miss you. Bring home ice cream."
Right, yeah, right, right. right.
So they can have a little fun with that. Now, what about the door sensor before we run out of time? It's a little red box on a cute little model of a door. Oh, the robot just woke up. What did we do? Did we say a magic word? This is connecting with the robot, the door sensor?
Yes.
Oh.
And the notification will be sent to my phone.
Okay. So we opened the door, and somehow you made his eyes turn yellow. Huh?
Yeah. This guy, I can use it with my mom. Like, she also doesn't use smartphone.
Okay.
I can put this sensor on the front door, and I can monitor her activity, like if she's doing okay.
Again, are these products available now?
Yes.
Cool. All right. And how much are they? How much is the little robot?
It's $240.
$240. Okay. Dollars. And then you can get the sensors, apparently other accessories. Yes. UX-XU. UX and then reverse it, -xu.com for more. Of course, we'll get you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Shunsuke, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. It's a pleasure to have you. And I don't have quite enough tail hair in my nose, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you to stay tuned into tomorrow for much more as we bring you further into tomorrow from IFA in Berlin, Germany. Right here on the advanced, advanced media network.